Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and thank you for joining me for yet another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And I have a word for you today, and this is a powerful word that we need to get and understand the pattern of our wonderful Creator. Understanding the pattern of this will transform everything in your life. And we're going to start off by reading the devotional today, and then we're going to do a little story about it or teach about it. And the devotional is called Psalms 22. And we look at right away, Psalms 22, verse 9. And that's what we're basing everything on today. Psalms 22, verse 9 says, "Yet you brought me safely from my mother's womb and led me to trust you at my mother's breast." Do we grab that concept and understand what that means? I'm going to read that again. And I want you to listen slowly, everybody. "Yet you brought me safely from my mother's womb." He formed us in the womb. Before anything and anyone, He formed us in the womb, and He knows every single thought of ours. He knows everything we do. He formed us in the womb, and He says, "And led me to trust you at your caretaker, the one you've given me to, my mother's breast." Let's read the devotional on this and see. It says, "So many words, so much idle character, or so much idle chatter. And so much babbling, Babylon, Babylon, sit still, my child, rest your soul, rest your tongue, and listen. You need to receive this. This needs to break into the matrix of your mind. A paradigm shift, that is what I offer. I am spirit, and you must choose to serve. Will you serve your flesh or spirit?" And Joshua 24 verse 5 says, Joshua 24, verse 5, we read, it says here, let's go there. 24, verse 15, excuse me. Joshua 24, verse 15 says, in the New Living Testament, "But if you refuse to serve Yahweh, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods of your ancestors serve beyond the Euphrates, or will it be the gods of the Amorites, whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve Yahweh." We will serve Yahweh. What speaks to you most about Psalms 22:9? Does it matter? Does it speak to you at all? May I now tell you what I am saying here? Yes, David wrote it, but I told him to. "You brought me out of the womb. Yes, you are here by my choice. Long before you were birthed from the womb, I birthed the thought of you. I set all your days in order. I am the beginning and the end of all things. This includes your beginning and end. You made me trust in you, and herein you have my greatest gift to you." Listen, listen to this. This is powerful. "This is my plan. I created you and made you trust me." He created us and made him trust us, and made us trust him. He created us with a trust in him. It says, "In that begs the question, why do you continue to fight me?" Love is what established this irreversible pattern, a pattern emphasized in Ezekiel 11:20. Ezekiel 11:20 says, "So they will obey my decrees and regulations, then they will truly be my people, and I will be their God." Just the first four words are needed for this lesson. "Then they will follow." Does it say "then they might follow," or "then they could follow," or "then they should follow"? No, it says, "will follow." Do not turn my gift of life into your vain quest for personal independence. You are my earthly vessel, and I will finish the work I intend for you. It is my life inside of you. We will follow. That's the part. He created us. We trust. We follow. That is the pattern of scripture. That's the way it's supposed to be. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to get away from the devotion for one moment and say it again. We trust. He creates. We trust. We follow. This is the promise I have made to you. The refiner's fire always begins in my house. 1 Peter 4:17 goes on to read, for the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with Yahweh's household. And if judgment begins with us, what terrible fate awaits those who have never obeyed Yahweh's good news. Wow. Wow. When I bring this fire into my house, my temple, your body, 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and who was given to you by Yahweh? You do not belong to yourself. You will be very pleased then for me to take over all aspects of your life. When this fire comes upon you, I am quite sure you may even rejoice for me to take over. Be of good cheer, though my child, you were never in control anyway. For the time has come for judgment to begin in the house of the Mighty One. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey Yahweh's good news of the Almighty? What will it be? Or do you not know that the body of the temple of the Holy Spirit is in you, whom you have from the Mighty One and are not your own? This is all scripture. This is his plan and his pattern, what we must follow and understand and believe. And we end off in this devotional. It says, again, the question is, why do you fight me in this? Do you really believe that if I had left any of it to you, that you would ever be able to be joined to me as one? It's time for the ignorance, the foolishness, and the lust for death to end. You will trust me, my sons and daughters. You will. Not could follow. Not may follow. The answer is will follow. How many of you will follow? How many of you will follow? And don't try to fool yourself to think you're following now. We got to keep going. Always, always, always trying to follow. Never stopping. Never being complacent. Always be willing to get up and follow him. Psalm 71, 5 and 6 says, oh Yahweh, you alone are my hope. I trusted you, O Yahweh, from my childhood. Yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb, you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. Hallelujah. Are you always praising him? Are you always trusting him? Are you always following him under every circumstance? Are you following him? Do you know his word? Are you keeping it? Ezekiel 36, 27 says, and I will put my spirit in you, that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. I am telling you this all right now. The Holy Spirit, the Rahadah Kodesh, would never make you feel good about living against his word. The Holy Spirit would never make you feel good about living in sin. When people say his spirit speaks to me, if you can't confirm that in the word, that's a different spirit speaking to you. That's not the spirit of Yahweh. 2 Thessalonians 1:8 says, in flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who don't know Yahweh and on those who refuse to obey the good news of Yahweh. He's refining us, not because he wants to bring us down, but because he loves us. That's why it says in Ezekiel, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. But you and your defense says, I'm not wicked. We're all wicked. And he wants us to turn, to repent. Repentance brings refreshing so we can live, so we can have the true life that he wants us to have according to his original pattern he created that we trust. Romans 14, 7 and 8 says, for we don't live for ourselves or die for ourselves. If we live, it's to honor Yahweh. And if we die, it's to honor Yahweh. So whether we live or die, we belong to Yahweh and his plan. When are we going to get it? 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of Yahweh and that the spirit of Yahweh lives within you? When are you going to stop fighting this and start picking up your Bible and following him? And following him fully. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, "And what union can there be between Yahweh's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people." They will be my people. This is not happening today. People have lost the understanding of the joy of obedience. They've lost the understanding about obedience and what it means to be obedient. They call it legalism. He calls it love. That's the difference. The world calls it legalism. Our Creator calls it love. And He created us to love Him, to be in awe of Him, and to follow Him under any circumstance. Under any circumstance. Deuteronomy 5:33 says, "But following exactly the way that Yahweh your Elohim commanded you, that you may live and prosper and may have a long life in the land which you are to possess." Romans 12:1 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Yahweh. This is your true and proper worship." We must follow Him. The problem is, most people that call themselves believers aren't following any more of His word than the average person in the world. That's not. It's not about some. It's not about most. It's about all. Doing all you can do. Going to the extreme from Him is what we should have a desire and a joy to do. Not look at it as legalism. Romans 15:32 says, "So that I may come to you with joy by Yahweh's will and your company be refreshed." Psalms 119:47 to 48 says, "For I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees." And Hebrews 12:2 says, "Fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith. For the joy set before him, he endured on the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh." We have to understand the beauty that goes along with obedience. And we have to understand the consequences that come along with sin. Obedience equals blessing. Sins equals curses. And don't tell me we can't be disciplined. I see a lot of people all over the world disciplined, trying to avoid this virus that's not safe, right? So everyone's avoiding it. Some of them don't like it, but they're still avoiding it. We should hate sin as much as we hate the idea of getting this virus or getting caught up with something that's not of our Creator. We need to hate sin. We need to run from sin because it's more contagious than any virus that ever has been out there. And there's consequences for it, much more deadly consequences than some rough virus. You're not only going to lose your physical life from sin, you could lose your eternal life. Disobedience is a problem. Hebrews 12:6 says, "For Yahweh loves those he chastises and scorches every son who receives it." But Jonah ran away and told the people. He didn't want to tell them. He didn't want to let them know. But then they heard the message and they listened right away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:11 says, "My son, do not despise Yahweh's discipline and do not resist his rebuke." What are we going to choose today? Obedience. Obedience. Obedience is our only choice. That's what we must choose. It's so important to our Creator. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, "Has Yahweh a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen is better than the fat of rams." Listen, there are people out there. This Bible here, let me explain this to you. This Bible is a book of opposites. This Bible here is a book of opposites. And you see, it's a used Bible. It's not a Bible sitting there with dust on it. This Bible is a book of opposites. Good versus evil, life versus death, blessings versus curses, joy versus sadness. It's a book of opposites. And we choose which side we want to be on. We choose. But what is this book? This book is the will of our wonderful Creator. The will of our Father who created us in the womb, telling us how He wants us to act in every single situation. Telling us how He wants us to believe and think in every single situation. That's what it is. there's a whole bunch of things to do and a whole bunch of things not to do. It says, do this, and don't do that, don't do that. That's what this book is filled with. And he wants you to read it and understand. And when he says, don't do something, he doesn't want you to do it. And then he tells you the consequence of what they're going to be. Adam and Eve knew the consequences of doing something he told them not to do, but they did it anyway, and they suffered the consequences. There were blessings all throughout this book. Those that followed, they were blessed tremendously because they were obedient to his word. Proverbs means wisdom, to follow. The Torah is the will of our Father. Yeshua, our Messiah, is the living Torah to show us the right way to do it and make the yoke easy to accomplish it. And when you look at this book and you break it down, and you break this down, and we see that there's over 600 do's and don't do's in this book. How many are we supposed to do today? How many are we not supposed to do today? Can we keep all of them? First of all, our Creator would never ask us to do something that we do not have the opportunity to do. We can do all things through Yeshua who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Second thing is, no, we don't have to follow this because we can't. Many of these things are not applicable today. But that doesn't excuse the ones that are. That doesn't exclude the ones that are. And then there are many things that are not applicable to us. Many of these are for women. I'm not a woman. Many of these are for farmers. I'm not a farmer. But that doesn't exclude the ones that I can do. And I am going to tell everyone this. The average person that calls himself a believer of any faith, even the person that considers themselves a non-believer, even an atheist, is already following a good part of these commandments. You, as a believer, are called to be set apart of the Most High. Set apart means you're to look different, you're to act different, you're to be different. And that difference is you're not settling for anything less but doing the complete will of our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. You're not going to settle for anything less. You need to question your lukewarm-hearted pastor when he tells you that these commandments were nailed to the cross, or you don't have to do that. Or that's the Old Testament, or that's legalism. If you are willing to go to the extreme for our Creator, he will go to the extreme for you. Lukewarm isn't going to cut it. Read Revelations. Go to the extreme for him. It's not difficult. It's not impossible. And it's something we have to do according to his pattern. Stop cutting yourself short. Stop cutting your blessings short. Stop cutting your life short. Stop it and stop being obedient to his word. Obedience is all over the scriptures. It says in Hebrews 11:8, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. It's not about understanding. It's about doing. And the time when it's right, our Creator will lift those scales. But that doesn't stop you from saying, I'm going to do this because he says to do it. That's the only reason you need to know. That's the only reason. When you tell your child something, if you want to give them an explanation, fine. But you don't need to. They don't need an explanation to be obedient to you, or they shouldn't. It's no different with our Father. Genesis 22:2-3 says, then Yahweh said to Abraham, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain. I will show you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey, and he took with him two servants and his son Isaac. And when he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out to the place of Yahweh he told him about. Faith. 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 Philippians 2:8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. We are to take on that same image of Yeshua and to follow him. Yeshua was willing to become obedient to death, which he was. How many of you are ready to follow him? How many of you are ready to deny yourself, to deny your flesh, and follow him? How many of you are ready to trust our Creator, even if you don't understand our Creator? How many of you are ready to do that? Isaiah 54:4 says, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. 2 Timothy 1:12 says, for the reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed. For I know whom I believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until this day. And Psalms 25:3 says, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but the shame will come in those who are trenches without cause. We need to trust our Creator. We need to trust him. He's the one that planned the good things for us a long time ago. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things will be given to you as well. We must seek him. Oh, my favorite scripture, one of my favorites, Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted amongst the heathen, and I will be exalted in all the earth. How many of you are ready when your flesh takes over? When your flesh takes over and you want to do things that you know are not right, how many of you ready to be still and just trust Yahweh? How many? It doesn't matter if you understand. Do it, do it, do it. Be obedient. John 13:7 says, Yeshua replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. Remember, he created, we trust. He created, we trust. That's his pattern. That's his pattern. And I want you all to be strengthened in that. Strengthened in that and be strong in that. Be strong in that and stay strong. Remember Philippians 4:13, are we able to do all things through him who strengthens us? He has given us. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous and be strong. That's what we have to understand. That's what we have to understand. Be courageous and be strong. Always, 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 always. Holy is set apart. Holy is set apart. And we need to praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Psalms 59:16-17 says, but I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praises to you, Yahweh. You are my fortress. Oh, Yahweh, whom can I rely? Raise up Yahweh in all your power with music, singing, and celebrate in your mighty acts, Psalms 21:13. Praise a wonderful creator. I'll say it again. And all your promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. We need to choose Yeshua and taste and see everything he has to offer us. Psalms 112:6 says, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. When a storm sweeps by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. Proverbs 10:25. And Proverbs 12:3, man cannot be made sourced by wickedness, but the root of the righteousness is immovable. We need to remember this. We need to remember this. Matthew 10:22 says, you will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Firm to the end will be saved. Remember, he created us to trust him. The enemy has gotten in and made us distrust him. The enemy has gotten in because we let him in. He didn't just get in there because he got in there. We let him in. We let him into our doubt. We let him into our unrighteousness. We let him into our fear of man. We let him into our wicked behavior. We let him into our sin. We cannot let him in any longer. We have to stop that. We have to stop anything that shows him an opening. Because Yahweh is the one that knows our mind. Yahweh is the one that knows our thoughts. The enemy doesn't know that. The enemy can't see that. The enemy just sees how we react and how we speak and what we do. And then he tries to attack us in those areas. Don't let him. Don't do it. Stay confident and faithful in Yahweh's word, because it is true and it is right. Many people don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand the idea and the words of know the truth and the truth will set you free. Most people think keeping the guidelines and instructions and being obedient to our Creator limits us. But those where the scales have been lifted from our eyes understand that it frees us. And we understand what it means to say, to know the truth and the truth will set you free. You're already doing most of it. Just go on to the extra mile. Just do the rest. Do the rest. Do the rest. It's not about legalism, folks. How come you're not keeping the fourth commandment to Sabbath, holy, on Saturday, like the Bible says to do? How come you're not following our Creator's appointed set apart times? Why? He's saying to do it. How come you're not putting garments on the edges of your clothes like he said to do? How come you're not willing to be fully set apart? Because your heart's lusting the world. The flesh of you is lusting the world. But it's time to be fully circumcised and to say, I want to follow him and I'm going to see the result, what happens. I'm going to follow his word completely and see the result that's going to happen. There's nothing in this book, nothing that is not going to do anything but benefit you. Everything written in this book is to benefit you. And anything you do not do in this book is holding you back. It's holding you back. Why are you being so stingy about this? Why are you holding yourself back? Let go of the excuses and the loopholes of why you want to please your flesh and trust him. Even after these videos and these radio programs I make, people still say, well, that's easy for you to say, but it's this, this, and this. But my situation is this, and this, and this. I say, he never changes. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he doesn't change. This is the day he was made. We should be faithful and rejoice in it. This is the day he's made. How many of you are ready to be faithful? And watch how you sing with joy and praises all the time. And nothing's going to get you down. Nothing's going to get you down. It's a beautiful thing. His love for us. It's a beautiful thing. But we're holding ourselves back when we're not willing to fully submit. So that's the call today. That's the call today. And thank you for listening to this. You can hear more at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could read this daily devotional at sufferwell.org. And so please check that out. And remember that the joy that comes along with submitting, and it begins with repenting, which means to turn our minds so our actions could change. As a face is reflected in water, the actions are reflected by our heart. So change your ways. The Bible says repentance brings refreshing. How many of you are able to be ready and willing to be refreshed today? To be refreshed with the complete fullness of our Creator. Well, now is the time to do it. It starts with your actions and what you're going to do. So those things that you're not doing that you know you should be following, or those you might not know, his holy word, and be strong, be faithful completely. Go to the extreme for our Creator, and he'll go to the extreme for you. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Could run across the ocean. Now I was gonna be an astronaut. But it was you and it was me. I had everything I needed. Faith could even move a mountaintop. And then I grew up. And then I got older. And my life got tough. And we grew apart. Up with the Joneses. I was just happy that they lived next door.